Well, bigger than a bread box. That's the only perspective that you know of. That's the only thing you know. And now, since you have the millennials in place, people don't even know the size of a bread box. People don't even have a bread box anymore. Bob doesn't even know. He remembers the archetypes about a bread box, but he didn't even know what a bread box is. So it could be the size of a freight truck. It could be a tandem 4-ton bread box, but he doesn't know. So nobody even knows what a bread box is. So even that's gone. We hope for so much more.
Could those ships triangulate that gate, or did they just...
They do. No, they do. They have to, or they wouldn't open. Those ships had to triangulate the gate, or it would have been stuck open anyway. It could become a vortex. It could become a black hole. It could go supernova. But now we found that just this week can bump into itself and cause a ripple over the time-space continuum. Uh-oh, now the ripple is coming, and now back lost in time or back in space or lost in space. Danger, danger, Will Robinson, can now be your very own reality. Just watch. This is going to be so much fun.
So they actually shut the gate after they came through.
Yes. If you're good at it, you may. But typically, that once it's opened, once we're having this big to-do of how to open them and shut them, and number one just got bored with the whole thing, so he just goes through like a bull in a china shop and just opened everything. So now we said, okay, everything's open now. It's all done. Ain't nothing new under the sun. It's over. So they've all been stuck open. So they've closed them, but they're still stuck open. So they open an infinitum.
Did anything else come through that gate?
Yes, we told you don't sleep with a cephalotroid.
Okay.